In the upper left, there are things like subjective idealism that thinks that only an individual's consciousness is real and that all the other quadrants are derivative. So Bishop Berkeley and subjective idealism is a classic example. In the upper right quadrant, which is the individual organism and brain and kidneys and heart and lungs, if you look at the upper left interior of an individual, you see thoughts and emotions and feelings and awareness. And if you get into meditation, you start to see higher transpersonal states of consciousness, all the way up to states known as enlightenment and awakening, clearly very, very important states of consciousness. Those are all denied by the other quadrants. So when we get to the upper right and we get to the scientific view of the individual organism, all we have are things, again, like a triune brain and a central nervous system and two kidneys and one heart and two lungs and brain synapses and neurotransmitters and all of those, none of which are experienced. Or when somebody looks inside and wakes up and it's a beautiful morning, they don't say, oh, what a serotonin morning. But strict scientists believe that consciousness is produced by the brain and that the decisions in that upper right quadrant actually determine all of the realities in all of the other quadrants. And so they're trying to say that their quadrant is real and all the others aren't. And then you get to the lower right quadrant, which is the material exterior interactions. This is a very important quadrant. And if you look at work that's been done on it, and you divide this quadrant, and each quadrant can be subdivided in many ways, but if you divide this quadrant into its techno-economic base, how it earns its economic living, it's widely accepted that it evolves through stages of foraging to horticultural, to agrarian, to industrial, to informational, with maritime and herding being two alternative views. And in each of those cases, the type of practices that are done are remarkably similar. So we're talking simple things like the number of these societies that have bride price, that have games of chance, that have warfare, that have slavery, that have a polarization of sexes, being from a relative equality among sexes to a violent inequality between the sexes. And the single factor most responsible for those differences is the lower right techno-economic mode. It has a profound impact on how we experience ourselves. So it's such a powerful impact that theorists like Karl Marx do a quadrant absolutism. They tend to make that the only real reality, historical materialism. And then you go to the lower left, the cultural quadrant, and postmodernism came in and took the cultural quadrant and made it the only real quadrant. An individual I, not real. It's subsumed in the network of social relations. If you look at all knowledge, including science and art and history and so on, they're all reduced to social constructions of the cultural we. And so there is no ultimate truth. They're just fashions, and they go up and down the same way hems do on a woman's dress. And there's no more reality to them than that. Science doesn't have any more reality than does poetry. And that comes from only looking at the lower left quadrant. And then you can predict all of that. Just like if you look at the upper left, you can predict all of subjective idealism and those sorts. If you look at the upper right, you can predict behaviorism, empiricism, cognitive structuralism. If you look at the lower right, you can predict Marxism, historical materialism, Gerhard Linsky's work, and so on. Now, the question in academic studies is, which of these is real? And integral theory answers all of them, because all of these have something to say. And every phenomena in the world can be looked at through those four perspectives. And every time you do it, you see something different. And most importantly, this is impacting your life. Every quadrant is hitting your life with its different truths, its different forces, its different impacts, and it's governing how you act. And most people don't even know about them. And they have an extraordinary controlling power over your life. And so the main thing that you want to do, two choices: be unaware of the quadrants and have your life pushed around by them indefinitely, or learn the quadrants and learn a handful of skills and techniques that will allow you to master those quadrants, or at least to understand them and to be able to play by their rules, and therefore be able to make the most out of it. And instead of those quadrants having you, you have those quadrants.